Good morning, everybody. I have my mask on because I'm representing Japanese churches to you. Even now in Japan, preachers have their masks on to preach while they preach. And all of the congregation members have masks on. No single exception in Japan. And after I came, returned home and started my church visit from March, Armand is sixth church. I already visited Michigan. I visited five churches. And we saw seldom church members have masks on. So here I am taking off my mask because you now know the situation of churches in Japan and they struggle, but still they bring more people than any other years recently. I feel greatly honored this morning to be with you for this worship service, and I'm going to be reading text for today. Luke 22:28-34. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. The bulletin says from 1 Timothy chapter 1, and then verse 12 to 17, but I'm going to be reading only one verse, 12. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. The sentence does not stop there. It continues, but I want to stop there. Again, I feel really honored to be among you this morning. Even though this is, we met last time in 2019 spring. So it has been 3 years. It seems to me you look much older than that time, including me. But the good side is we are much closer to our eternal home with the Lord forever. Sometimes I cannot fathom the truth. How can we can live with God forever? Only 3 years with the difficult pandemic time, you look much older than 3 years ago, including me. How come can we live with God forever? It's a mystery. But we keep hoping that. I mentioned in my video, we have traveled one of the most difficult journey during the last 2 years. In Japan, we had to say goodbye to several members, dear elders, dear deacons, due to the COVID-related sickness. But we couldn't visit them. Even we were not allowed to have funeral because of the pandemic. So it was really painful time for us. But at the same time, we have high hope because someday we will meet together in heaven. I don't know how and when. But the time goes by, our time on earth is getting shorter every day, maybe every moment. Yesterday, I left home around 8 o'clock to catch the plane from Grand Rapids to Denver and Denver to San Francisco. But while we boarded on the plane, the announcement came. We have maintenance issues. So we don't know when we can let this plane leave Grand Rapids. Thankfully, I had 2 hours of leeway time at Denver, so I secretly prayed, God, just make this short. If you save me 30 minutes, I can catch the plane from Denver to San Francisco. Thankfully, I sent an email to Randy, please pray for me. I hope that you prayed for me. Hour and 50 minutes late, and we landed at Denver, only had 5 minutes in between, and I ran to the San Francisco gate, and then thankfully the United agent contacted the plane and hold the airplane about 10 minutes so I could make it. So I'm here with you. And then with that trip, I began to realize, yes, unless God is with us, our life will not go as we planned. With that in mind, and then also with that remembrance that we celebrated Easter week ago, I want to go back with kind of time machine to 10 days ahead of time from today. It was Thursday before Easter. And disciples gathered together for the Last Supper. Jesus taught them, announced them why he came to Jerusalem. He came to Jerusalem to be crucified for us, for the sinners. But disciples had different dreams. We're going to build a God's kingdom with Jesus in Jerusalem. Who is going to be the first man of his cabinet? And disciples fought against each other to have the high position in his kingdom. That night was a really strange night. That was the text from this morning. Disciples gathered around Jesus, and Jesus was thinking of, I'm going to die on the cross. But disciples had totally different dreams. What a strange night. Have we ever spent that kind of time with Jesus? Jesus thought totally different things, but I thought totally different things for my benefit. Let's move forward a little bit. 4 days later, on Monday, on Easter, that evening also was a very strange night. It is written on John 20, verse 19 to 23. Jesus was resurrected. Just like Jack said, ladies, women, visited the tomb, empty tomb, came back and telling the disciples that Jesus is risen, but nobody believed in them. On that evening, the disciples locked their doors out of fear of the Jews. It's a very strange night. As I told you, we have traveled really difficult time last 2 years. I don't know how much you felt the difficulties in Ripon area, but in Japan, the government never forced any religious organization to stop the worship service. But willingly, they stopped out of fear to spreading this virus to others. And even now, today, they have masks on. Most of the churches have temperature gauge and then alcohol prepared, and everybody followed the rule. It was a really difficult time. And still, it is a very difficult time in Japan. But today, on those very strange evenings, the first night, Jesus said, I have prayed for you. The text says, very strange. You are those who have stood by me in my trials. Who stood by Jesus during his trials? Everybody ran away. But Jesus said, you stood by through my trials, and I will give you the glory of the kingdom. And then Jesus openly told Simon, Satan has asked to shift you as wheat. According to this Bible text, we can imagine that Satan is trying to shift us. Matthew 24:24. With great power, Satan tries to defeat even the elect, the Bible says. If the word of Jesus stopped there, we may not have any hope at all. One question every Sunday morning came up to my mind, saying, why we come to worship God on every morning, every Sunday morning? For me, I come to worship service to taste God's comfort, God's guidance, God's healing power, and God's reconciliation between me and God and among his people. These four things are purpose of having worship service. Through the word of God, we find comfort. We find guidance. We find healing. And we realize that we are reconciled with God. Do you taste these things during the worship time? I wish that you taste those four things through my preaching this morning. And in preaching, preachers proclaim those four things to the congregation. And you receive, you taste, we all taste those four things. And going out to the world and spread God's comfort, God's guidance, and God's healing, and God's reconciliation through Jesus Christ. And this text, I want to point out four things very, very briefly. We all know that prayer is one of the central themes of the Bible. First, Jesus showed his examples to his disciples. I never found any verse that Jesus forcing his disciples to pray. It seems to me Jesus never forced his disciples to pray. He commanded to pray. But just like some Korean pastors, kind of forcing Christians to pray. But Jesus never did. I can find a couple of verses like Mark 1:35 or Luke 5:15 and many other places. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. The other place says, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. Jesus showed his examples praying. Second, Jesus taught his disciples to pray. But very strange, Luke 11, 1-4, it says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. It seems to me John taught his disciples how to pray, what to pray probably included. But Jesus never did until his disciple came to him saying, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Unless we show some kind of examples before, nobody will come to us asking the things. Three, Jesus commanded his disciples to pray. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show from Luke 18 that they should always pray and not give up. Jesus told his disciples to pray and not give up. We probably, many of you remember Luke 22, two disciples to Emmaus, the road. And they believed their dreams kind of fizzled away. So they were going back to their hometown, losing the hope. And there Jesus appeared to them, reminding them of his promise. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. Jesus commanded his disciples to pray. Probably we, as Christians, prayed probably more than any time in our lives during the last 2 years under the pandemic. Can you say that? I wish that we could say that. But if these three things stop there, prayer is a kind of our babbling to God. And number four, from today's text, Jesus said to Peter, I have prayed for you. All these years, all through the days and months and almost getting 2-3 years under the pandemic, not just we prayed to God, but God, the Lord, have prayed for us. During the pandemic time in Japan, Misuke and I tried to take a walk daily in order to keep our mental and physical health sane. But suddenly, every training things stopped. Our main job based on traveling. So we never visit same church consecutive week. And we traveled to Korea, China very often. And the COVID things, they stopped everything. So try to keep our mental health sane. We took a walk every day. And we had to pass in front of temples, and several shrines, Japanese shrines. And we realized that we were seeing new things. Japanese people never daily come to a shrine and bow down and pray. We never seen before. They come to shrine often, but they never come daily to the gate of shrine and bow down. But here, we began to see many Japanese coming to the gate of the shrine and bow down and pray. And we all kind of understand, right? What kind of things they prayed. To their gods. God, please stop this pandemic things. God, please keep our family member safe. And so on, right? We do the same thing. Very strange things, very interesting things. Some people stop at the gate. Some people enter into the inside of the temple area and stop there. And some people really went up to the right at the altar of shrine. Probably depending on their depths of their faith, right? We Christians do the similar things. If you are really faithful, probably some of you had fasting. How about fasting? Some of them probably daily prayer. Some of them probably one time Bible reading kind of things. When we face difficulties, we respond differently to the situation. We began to see these Japanese coming to shrines and pray. And the pandemic is kind of declining, the number declined and so on. Probably they believe that their gods helped, right? What is the major difference between our prayers and their prayers? In most level, the same thing. Our desire, we pray to whatever God we believe in. But there is no God. There is no God who has prayed for his people besides Jesus. With your prayer and with your support, we kind of overcame the struggles. And in the video you saw, one of my daughter, we found out that she has bipolar. I will not explain the behind the story of her. If you followed my newsletter, you were going to know what happened to her. And suddenly, the Satan was attacking us beyond our ability to resist. Without this text, probably 3 years ago, probably already, we could resign to attend the need of our daughter Jessica. But thankfully, God opened a new door. And she is doing a volunteer missionary work among Japanese young children and youth. Why that happened? I can tell you that only this Jesus have prayed for us. You will do. We will continually journey together in Japan and beyond. Almond Valley has become kind of the center church for my ministry, not just in Japan. You prayed and you support our work in Japan, but not only that, probably the only church kind of clearly made commitment to help us beyond Japan, Korea, and other countries in Asia. The Lord has blessed the ministry beyond our imagination, and we need your prayers. When we pray for someone, we are joining with Jesus. Like he said to Peter, I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. I want to wrap my sermon with a story. I brought a small gift from Japan. This is, looks, size is very small, but this is not simply a small gift. It took 50 years to prepare this present to you. An old lady, 80 years old lady, 80 years ago, joined one of our leadership training ministry. And after that, after she joined for the first time 8 years ago, she never missed a class. Of course, the meeting was not weekly meeting, but monthly meeting. And at the beginning of the meeting, she took train and bus to get to the meeting place one way, 1.5 hour. A couple of years later, strange way, we moved the meeting place from another church to her church so she could attend much easily. And then Misuke and I told the group, 12 groups, we are going back to the state for home service, 6 months home service. She said, I want to give my gift to your supporting churches. One of our CRC missionaries started a church planting ministry in Japan in a small city in 1972. So exactly 50 years ago. And she, for the first time in her life, knew that there is Jesus. And a year later, she was baptized. She got married with a young man then, non-Christian young man. And her husband never confessed Jesus as his Savior until his deathbed. But she patiently waited upon God. And 50 years, probably, her husband passed away around about 6 years ago. She was overjoyed seeing her husband coming to the Lord. And she felt kind of speechless grace from CRC. Because CRC sent Japan a missionary, and she received grace from God in Christ from the missionary, and then baptized. And she kept 50 years of her faith journey. And now she is 88 years old. So this gift she wrote when she was 87 last year. She is professional calligrapher. Beautiful, beautiful Bible verses. So you can decorate somewhere in the church and remember that not only you pray for them, but they pray for you. Before I came to Ripon yesterday, we heard from news that California has really bad drought all these years. So brothers and sisters in Japan prayed for you. I shared them, one of my supporting churches in that valley, Almond Valley, and they prayed. And yesterday, strangely, I rented a car, and the Google lady guided me through the almond tree field. So probably almost 10 miles, I came through almond tree area. The trees look good. On the way to here, I saw brown hills, totally different than last time. We saw green hills last time, but this time brown hills. So I was kind of worrying about what's happening to those almond trees. And then when these Google ladies guided me through almond tree field, I praised God. God helped this area. I'm going to wrap up. Let's remember, even though our prayers are there continually, the Lord continually is praying for us. That is the reason why we can continue our journey on earth. Let's pray.